The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
The following segment is from Monday, Football Monday, on the SB Nation NFL Show, where we're discussing your favorite team. Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL Show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
The turkey is Monday Football Monday. This is the main event, baby. I mean, you may get some sides later on in the week. You may get a dessert with the fantasy show. This is the main course, just like the Kansas City Chiefs, which are the turkey of the National Football League.
Get the big win on Sunday Night Football against Big Brother, the Las Vegas Raiders. Little brother, Derek Carr, 35-31, the final score, the game-winning touchdown, Patrick Mahomes to Travis Kelce. Too much for the Raiders to handle. You always bet on red. The Raiders are the only place where the house loses in Vegas. All the puns, all the jokes. Pete Sweeney, your thoughts as the main man over at Arrowhead Pride.
Well, Chiefs Raiders, it all started with Busgate. I don't know if you guys heard about this on the national landscape.
Yes.
Apparently, the Raiders drove their bus around Arrowhead Stadium, which may as well be called the Church of Kansas City if you live in Missouri. So they disrespected the church, and it made the rounds. Andy Reid spoke about it, and the Chiefs went to Vegas really like men on a mission, it seemed like. And a lot of people in Kansas City were predicting a dominant performance, which did not happen. Let's be very clear about this. This was not a team dominating performance, but I did learn three things, I think, from the game. I think somehow the Chiefs' offense is better than last year, which is amazing to say. I think Travis Kelce and Tyreek Hill at the same time are having the best years of their careers. Patrick Mahomes is reading the game a bit better than he ever has, and that's trouble. When he's able to prepare so well before the game and make adjustments in game, I think that's scary for any team in the NFL. Here's the problem, and this is the second thing. The Chiefs' defense might be worse than last year, and nobody is playing well. They're not getting pressure from their high-salaried players, such as Frank Clark and Chris Jones, and it's making a young secondary look worse. Tyrann Mathieu is not playing as he did last year, and you're seeing teams like Derek Carr and the Raiders. Carr comes into the game throwing 100 and change in three straight games, and he rips off 275 and three touchdowns. That is happening against the Kansas City Chiefs. Another point of that is it sometimes doesn't matter because of Patrick Mahomes and how good he is. You give him 1 minute and 43 seconds and a timeout. A lot of people would have told you prior to that game-winning drive that he's scoring.
And I was wondering this whole game, like, why is this Chiefs defense so lost against the Raiders? And maybe it's just not the Raiders. And, like, yeah, there was things like the goal line mesh concept where they got the touchdown, for example. Really tough on defenders because they're trying to fit the run while they've got a tight end sprinting away from them. But just in general, it seems like Gruden knows all the buttons to push, not only against the Chiefs, but also with Derek Carr to get him to come out of his shell and play like a different quarterback. It's an exciting offense. And Pete is shaking his head, but like, what do you think? Is it just the Chiefs or like, has Gruden really figured them out?
I think the Chiefs defense is playing poorly now. I really do. I also think this is a new model of the car. And this is something that the Raiders ought to tap into more than when they're just playing the Chiefs. Yes. Why doesn't he play like that every week? Because if he did, then he would not have to be a meme and look like the Undertaker on Twitter. I find that Gruden should try to be tapping into this version every week.
Yeah, I mean, we remember when they beat the Chiefs the first time? And Pete, I said, I wonder if this is just going to be like an outlier because
it was
right.
And it came back again. Why only against the Kansas City Chiefs?
Either way, I actually have a question for you, Pete. every team has a guy that like they give a bunch of snaps to and you don't know why, right? Like the Eagles have linebacker Nick Gary, the Browns have safety Andrew Sandejo. Yes. There's two guys on the Chiefs that they can't seem to quit. Maybe I'm wrong here, but
I think I know who you're going to say.
Okay, guess the two. One on offense, one on defense.
So probably
Patrick Mahomes and
DeMarcus Robinson on offense.
Uh-huh.
And then either Ben Neiman or Dan Sorensen on defense, even though Sorensen had the final pick.
It's Sorensen, and look, that pick was just kind of like a throw up, you know, that situation. Why are they so committed to these guys? It doesn't seem like to me that they're like legitimate guys that should be getting snaps on the Super Bowl champs.
If you ask the Chiefs, both players would fit the bill, and the coaching staff would say they've been here for years and know the system really well.
Yeah.
Sorensen's a film junkie. He made a key play in the division round last year on the fake punt against the Houston Texans. And then same thing with D-Rob. When you're a skill position player in the Chiefs offense, you need to know every single position. This is something they make a big deal about. Tight ends, running backs, wide receivers with Andy Reid. He's just been here for a couple of years and knows all the positions. But you're right. He, to me, stands out as very unspectacular on an otherwise spectacular offense. And so I agree.
And he also costs up an interception. So even the stuff you think he knows, he doesn't know, right?
Right.
The comeback doesn't come to the right stem, makes Patrick Mahomes look
clearly cool. Robinson's fault. Clear. Like, couldn't be more clear that was Robinson's fault. Patrick Mahomes blamed them both after the game. So he did the right thing there.
Pete, did Sorensen not have the game-sealing interception in Mexico against the Chargers last year? Am I misremembering that? Or was it not him on Phillip Rivers' pass to Austin Eckler?
I think it was.
Sorensen's making a habit of having game-winning interceptions against division rival teams on the road wearing the Chiefs away uniforms in stadiums they're playing in for the first time. Because he did that against the Chargers and he did it against the Raiders. So pretty cool there.
It's funny you bring that game up. Last point on this. Because in that game in Week 11, the defense was playing like this. And that was the turning point. This was week 11 this year, and the turning point has not happened. And it's concerning if you're a Chiefs fan.
Make sure you don't miss our next conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL show wherever you get your podcasts.